Fall is a great time of year for bird watching. Reporter Martha Foley of North Country Public Radio took a walk in the woods of northern New York with bird watching guru David Allen Sibley. She sent us this audio postcard.
We're in the woods. Sunlight filters through a high canopy of maples and hemlocks. Our group is strung out bushwhacking. Walking is a little hairy, with uneven ground underfoot and our eyes on the treetops, but before long we're climbing a viewing platform overlooking a marsh, cattails ringed with spruce trees.
There's a blue jay in that half-dead treetop in the distance.
David Sibley likes to quote Yogi Berra, "You can observe a lot just by watching."
I think one of the big skills in birdwatching is watching for movement and seeing the difference between a bird moving and a leaf falling. And also you get a sense for where to look. Not necessarily where the birds are most likely to be, but where you're most likely to see one.
He tells us to scan the treetops and listen. A sharp chip means a swamp sparrow somewhere. Sibley tries the universal call, but it won't show itself.
You never know. It might have climbed up onto a twig somewhere and be just sitting there in the sun looking at us right now.
We're a noisy group, but Sibley says the birds won't mind. They're much more sensitive to movement.
One of the worst things you can do is point at a bird. If you see a bird and say, "Oh, look at that," and point, it will almost invariably take off and fly away or duck down and undercover. But if you don't move, you can shout and say, "Look over here."
There's a friendly competition of stories as we walk out, and a sense that we should be able to show Sibley something unusual, but we don't. Still, that's okay with him.
In the sense that we got outdoors early in the morning and we saw a bunch of birds, that was a very successful bird walk.
And that's the final lesson of the day from ornithologist and bird guide author David Allen Sibley. For NPR News, I'm Martha Foley in northern New York.